don't be surprised either if the Tigers have a little nibble at Alex Johnston. Johnston wants to play fullback. Of course, he's over there at South. Greg Inglis is ahead of him. He won't play fullback. He's off contract. So the fit might be nice there for Alex Johnston to end up at the Tigers. And Daniel Tupou, interest from Parramatta, but I think you'll find that he will re-sign at the Roosters. And the Roosters also aim to wear his future up in the air, off contract soon. No offer just yet. Working through a couple of contract talks, but certainly at this point, no deal done for Aiden Guerra.
Very comprehensive, Dino. We appreciate that. We'll speak next week. I'll speak to you today.
See you down there, Jimmy. Cheers, boys.
See you, Dino.
Dean Bulldog Richie there with all the latest in rugby league. A time for the news now on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. After that, Graham Wombat Edie, our legend of the game.
I'm Kim Cartwright. A new video has surfaced that reportedly shows the youngest son of Australian Islamic State terrorist Khalid Sharif wearing a suicide vest and threatening to murder Australians. The video shows the 8-year-old being asked questions, including how do you kill an Australian, by his father, who was off camera. Sharif gained infamy after one of his 5 children was pictured holding a severed head. US President Donald Trump is marking his 100th day in the White House as thousands of people turned out in major cities, including Washington, to protest his climate change policies.
We have a million things to worry about in this climate, in this environment, under this administration, but I'm here to tell you that there are solutions and there is the political will to fight for those solutions.
Get out the way. Get out the way, Trump, get out the way. Audio courtesy BBC. Mr. Trump said earlier he had brought profound change, claiming the first 100 days of my administration has been just about the most successful in our country's history. To WA, and a 44-year-old man has been charged after a campfire he lit at Champion Lakes on Friday got out of control. Police allege the man failed to monitor the fire, which spread to a nearby tree and continued burning through bushland near Tonkin Highway and Champion Drive. The man received minor burns and smoke inhalation and was treated at Armidale Hospital. A new plan to allow first home buyers to use some of their pre-tax income to save for a deposit is expected to be approved by the federal government. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison has flagged housing affordability as a key major part of the May 9 budget. Meanwhile, the Berejiklian government's first New South Wales state budget will be delivered on June 20. Miss Earth Australia title holder Lyndall Keane is heading to Sumatra, Indonesia, to work with the Orangutan Project at a sanctuary to raise awareness about the endangered species. Miss Earth Australia is an environmental beauty pageant, which Miss Keane says is the perfect platform to raise awareness of the decimation of orangutans and their habitat by the palm oil industry. Palm oil is found in up to 50% of all packaged supermarket products, but it remains mostly hidden. Government ministers met last week to consider recommendations to change food labelling laws that would see palm oil clearly labelled in Australia, but the issue has been delayed. Around 4 million Australians are considered ticking time bombs because they don't have their blood pressure under control. Figures released for the start of Heart Week also show city people are less likely to seek treatment for high blood pressure. Heart Foundation CEO, Adjunct Professor John Kelly, says it's a key risk factor for a number of health issues.
High blood pressure can lead to heart attack and stroke, but it can also contribute to dementia and to chronic kidney disease.
Also in news, a feasibility study for a private sector created facility similar to Bali's famous Waterbomb Park will be conducted for Darwin's CBD. And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull arrogant and disrespectful, with relations between the two at an all-time low ahead of a meeting in Townsville tomorrow for the Battle of the Coral Sea Memorial. This is AIR News. West Coast forward Josh Kennedy booted 6 goals as the Eagles rebounded from a week of scathing criticism to post a 41-point thumping of Fremantle in last night's AFL Western Derby. The Eagles were labelled mummy's boys who lacked a ruthless edge in the wake of last week's 50-point loss to Hawthorn. But West Coast regained their mojo against the Dockers, with Kennedy awarded the Ross Glendinning medal in the 16-7-103-9-8-62 win. Wins also to St Kilda, Carlton, Port Adelaide, North Melbourne yesterday. Sydney FC are marching to the A-League title. The all-conquering Sky Blues leapt over their first finals hurdle with ease last night, defeating Perth Glory to claim hosting rights for next Sunday's grand final. Sydney were twice helped by the video assistant referee to have disallowed goals awarded in a frantic first half. The Victory and Raw meet today to decide the other grand finalist. Canterbury fullback Will Hopoate is too quietly spoken to declare himself back to his best after returning from a serious facial injury, but his football did that for him last night as he played a key role in Canterbury's 16-10 win over Canberra. In his first game in 7 weeks, Hopoate set up the match-winning try and totaled 295 metres for the Bulldogs, easily the most of any game in his six-season NRL career. Eels, Titans and Sharks also notched up wins yesterday. Australian Independent Radio News.
On Sky Sports Radio, we bring you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. Key to that is our team of experienced presenters, including Russell Veitch.
Every race day is different, and that's what makes it so exciting. It's a great buzz when we guide our listeners into backing winners through the Tab Market Movers.
Tab Market Movers, caller updates, all geared to help listeners enjoy and hopefully profit from their punting. Russell Veitch, part of our national racing service, every day on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love into one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather, partly cloudy, winds southwesterly 15 to 20 k's, tending southerly in the middle of the day, then becoming light later in the afternoon. The good news is, Jimmy, 0% chance of any rain today in Sydney, heading for a top temperature of 22 degrees. What about the temperature currently at Wirunga and way out west at Wilcannia?
Well, Wirunga right now, Raymond, is 15 degrees after a overnight minimum of 11 and a maximum today of 19.
Comprehensive, yes.
Thank you. Partly cloudy at Wilcannia and a maximum of 21 degrees today.
The man who can see the crowd now rise to acclaim him because Sebastian Vettel starts off 2017 by winning the Australian Grand Prix. Ferrari on top down under.
Choice with the outswinger.
And Fell Swift fighting it out. Chautauqua very late. It's English a half length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua, he's flying. Yes, there's history. Chautauqua makes it 3 in a row. That is unbelievable.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It is the final hour coming up. Dubbo could put in a bid for the Commonwealth Games Athletics on our new track. That's some eagle-eyed Phil, yes. And we'd also like all female athletes to bring a plate to that one at Dubbo.
Hello.
Back in the day when the Country Women's Association... ladies bring a plate, remember that? I can say that because my mother was heavily involved, is still heavily involved with the Country Women's Association.
My auntie. Yeah.
But yeah, they used to always say, oh, and ladies, please bring a plate.
She got a, I'll get this right hopefully, an MBE
right.
for her services to CWA in Queensland.
Did she really?
She has, yes.
There you go.
Member of British Empire, she's gone.
Very good. My mother was a
former... Met my auntie at my wedding, Auntie Peggy.
Yes, Auntie Peggy. Yeah. My mother was a former national president of the Country Women's Association and a former state president.
I think Auntie Peg was the Queensland state president. I could be wrong
about
that.
They would know each other.
They probably
they would
do.
Have to know each other.
I'll be ringing her after the show.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, more news as it comes to hand.
All the hard-hitting stuff on this show.
Why is
it's sport, isn't it?
Why is everyone in the room over there shaking their head?
Producer anyway. Jeremy just walked out in the half. Panel operator.
There's, there's a positive.
I know.
Is he gone? Has he left the building? I know, he's still here.
Yeah,
anyway.
Once it to get back on track.
Final hour of the program, Raymond. And I think that's probably a good thing for everybody.
Producer Jeremy will be happy if we get through to it, I think. For
good for participants, good for listeners. If there's any out there still. 1353 is the open line number. We're asking you.
Didn't we do okay in the survey?
Oh, by the way, I think there's only one way to describe this program on a Sunday morning. Juggernaut. Ratings juggernaut. And now we know, Ray, why Alan Jones doesn't work on a Sunday morning, huh?
Oh, I shouldn't have raised that. Don't get ahead of yourself, Jim.
Come on, Ray. You know I love getting ahead of myself.
That's true.
Right.
They were positive, I must say.
They were positive, yeah.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you to all the listeners, and especially thank you to those aunties of ours that have filled out the booklet.
Are we any help with the pay rise or not?
Still in negotiation. Still in negotiation, Ray. Graham Eadie will be our legend of the game coming up very shortly. We'll have a chat with Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. Trent Lanscale, another loss for the Hawks.
He's gone off in a half too, yeah.
Fair enough. We'll get a sports update with Tanya. Mark Newnham had a good winner out there at Hawkesbury yesterday with Lanciato. We'll have a chat with Mark. And, of course, we're taking your calls on 1353 53.
Jimmy, your talk topic, going gangbusters. Things you don't see in sport anymore. The winner of a tennis tournament jumping the net to shake hands with the opponent, Jack from Old Barn.
Ah, very good point.
Remember that, the old days? The black and white vision and nuke or Labor jumping the net at Wimbledon. And
yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
Well done, Jack from Old Barn.
Colin Hay, fierce mercy, going Jack from Old Barn's way.
Oh, you're a soft touch, Raymond. Yeah, all right. We'll send him out a CD, courtesy of Sony Music. Good on you, Jack from Old Barn. I'll tell you what you don't see anymore either. Goal kickers that toe poke. Which brings us to our legend of the game, and that is the great Graham Eadie, of course, prolific point scorer for Manly back in the day, 20 tests for Australia, and, of course, one Origin game for New South Wales, the very first one,
the Origin game.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Graham.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, morning, really Graham. Well. First of all, thanks very much for joining us this morning. I've spoken to you during the week, and we love to have a legend of the game on and talk about their career, so... You're in the hot seat today, and we do appreciate it. Now, woy to Manly. How did that happen?
Oh, by car.
It's not a bad start, Greg.
It was a lot longer drive than what
it would have been.
Now.
Yeah. But what was the connection with the Seagulls?
Oh, I think it was, we had a, where Mum and Dad were living, we had an old Mac that lived next door, and he knew Ken Arthurson.
Okay.
And he said, I think you should come up and have a look at this kid at woy. He's only 16, just got into first grade. I think you should come and have a look at him. So Ken Arthurson sent Jimmy Peebles and John Tennyson, two of the retention committee, up. And that's virtually how it all went under. I played a fair game that day, and they liked what they saw, and went back and reported to Arco, and Arco said, well, you better come down.
Well, you walked into a Manly club that was certainly on the rise in 71 into 72, Graham. But was Manly the club you supported as a kid?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was Western Suburbs.
Okay, Magpies boy.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Magpies boy, yeah. Mum and Dad lived at Lidcombe first. Mm-hmm. And then they moved up to Woy. And, you know, so I was more a... Western Suburbs person, and then they, then I ended up 13 years at Manly. You got to leave Western Suburbs.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey Graham, can you tell us about the first day you walked into Brookvale, and all of a sudden you're training alongside some of the absolute greats of the game and all-time legends like Bozo Fulton, Ray Brannigan, Ian Martin, just. Superstar
Terry
after
suit,
Terry Randall,
Brett Jones.
Just
superstar. The list goes on and on. But, that first day, we always started off with a game of touch to warm up. And Bozo and Freddie Jones were the captains, and I ended up being the last one chosen. Freddo got me, and he said, oh, get over here, Wombat Head. So that's
stuck.
Where the Wombat came from. After a while, it just got cut from the head got dropped, and I was just Wombat from then on.
Yeah. Well, as Ray said, you made your mark very quickly. Peter Stirling makes a really good point with the Parramatta Eels, four-time premiership winners. But he said you can
can only, not everyone can play in the first one. It's very special to play in the first one. You did that for Manly in 1972 versus the Roosters. Freddie Jones scored a try where the he basically bounced the ball over the line. But anyway,
never.
Exactly. I think you've told the story there, Graham. Tell us about the. You were still a young man. The feelings and the emotion about winning a first competition for a club.
The excitement around the area was unbelievable, and I'd played in the grand final at Woi Woi in 1970, and you know that was good, but you know the excitement around Manly all along the peninsula was unbelievable. You know the shops, the houses, everything was maroon and white, and to win it was you're a faith hero being part of that first one, and that's what Thurlo was relating to as well. You know, that first one, you never forget your first one, and then away you go.
And Graham, to back it up in 73, in the modern era, it's so hard to go back to back. I know it was a team laden with superstars, but how difficult was it to go back to back in 73? And of course, that grand final, 10-7 against the Sharks, remembered for so many reasons other than just the football.
Yes, yes. Well, we were we lost a couple of blokes. We in for that one from 1972, Dennis Ward, the halfback, and Alan Thompson, the second rower, weren't there. But we had Peter Peters came in, and we got Johnny Mays from Eastern Suburbs.
That's right.
Came over to us, and it was a. It was a very hard game, you know, a lot of fighting and that sort of thing going on there, and you know, different game completely to what it is now. I think if that had been played now, the game would have been finished at 10 minutes into the first half.
Yeah. The player sent off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Graham, one of the things that we actually brought it up earlier with I think the caller or you brought it up, Ray, the 14 goals,
17 attempts,
at Penrith
and one try.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that a lot of people don't know that the regular on this program, Peter Peters, actually held the goal-kicking record at Parramatta for a long time until Mick Cronin took it over. So, what did you beat Zorba in a kick-off at training to be goal-kicker that year?
I don't know. No. I was kicking the previous year.
Okay.
And I had the I was kicking in reserve grade in 1971 when I went down and... You know, I just went on with it. So, Zorba, I think he might have kicked a couple of goals during my time there, but I don't know why he wasn't a regular goal kicker.
I think they pulled the right rein, Graham.
Remember that game, Graham? Because that was the game that Manly won 70-7, and the Penrith players who played in that game still meet annually, what they call the 707 Club.
That was when the Boeing landed at Penrith Park.
3-point tries too back in those days.
Yeah, it was too, and I was the only back that never scored a try.
I thought you scored a try, sorry.
I would have been next on line on about 5 occasions, but never got the ball.
Fulton and Brannigan kept queuing up at the end of the back.
They did.
Now, you're winning comps in 72 and 73. You're also selected on Kangaroo Tour in 1973, and Graham Langlands gets injured, so you come in for the second test match. It's played at Headingley, which is
a great
ground and very knowledgeable crowd up there. What are your memories of that first game? You had a teammate in Bob Fulton alongside you. Your thoughts on that game? Because just looking at the England side, it's stacked full of superstars.
It was, and it was a very gusty day.
Right.
And I kicked 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
That game, and they didn't look like beating us. Mm. You know, they thought. I remember getting to Singapore on the way over and talking about Chang, and he took me into the bar, and he said, "Now, I haven't had a chance to congratulate you, but well done. You're in the side. You're my understudy." And but he said, "I'll tell you, if I'm playing better than you, I'm in. And if you're playing better than me, you're in."
Yeah,
I thought,
right.
"Oh, what a nice bloke." And then he turned around and he said, "But I'll tell you one thing. you want to be playing a lot better than me because I'm a selector.
Because he got injured, didn't he? I'm just looking at that English team for that second test, Graeme, and they had some great players here. Phil Lowe had a massive game at Wembley. Is it true that basically Gary Stevens' one role in that second test was just to tackle Phil Lowe, just watch him wherever he went?
No, we didn't put him onto him essentially to do that, but he wasn't a bad bloke to do the job. Gary, he could tackle, and if he wasn't there, Terry Randall would have been there. But he was very quiet. Put it that way.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Phil Lowe.
Change the Ashes series.
Premierships for Manly again in 76 and 78. In fact, retrospectively, 30 years later, they did Clive Churchill medals for those games, and you won both of them, including that famous 78. I think you played 5 games in 21 days.
That's right.
Yeah, just incredible. I want to talk to you about... You retired in 1983, and you might be able to tell us why, but 3 years later, you're out of retirement. So why the retirement... And then why the comeback at Halifax?
I think mentally, I was gone.
Right.
In 83.
Yeah.
I'd been on, when you're on a kangaroo tour, you never get a break.
Yeah.
So you mentally come back in December, and you're training again in by the end of January. So you get a month off. And they were very hard, tours then.
Yeah.
Because you got 26 players, you played, 26 games, and most of the time, with injuries and that, you played nearly every game. They were very long tours, and as I say, mentally I was tired.
Yeah.
And after 12 months out of the game, I was quite fresh and all that. And Chris Anderson said to me one time when he was home here from England, did I fancy, going over to England and playing. Anyway, I said, oh, I don't know. So I spoke to my wife then, and she said, oh, no, I'd be happy to go over. So I said, well, we've got 3 boys. If they want to pay for all our airfares and accommodation, I've got no problem.
Okay. Well, 3 years out of the game, though, Graeme, I know you came back and you actually won man of the match in the Challenge Cup final, but how easy was it to get, back into the groove?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, I had a lot of rust in me, and it took me a good 6 weeks to get that out.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then I started to play all right. I remember one time Chris Johns was over there playing with Castle, and he made a break, come to me and just went straight around me, and even the trainer came out and gave me a little nod to he stood you up pretty quick. You were easy then. But, the rust was coming out and I was starting to get better. But it took about a good 6 weeks for me to get rid of the rust.
When you think about those things, all that great success you had with Manly as a team, the great individual success you had with your Rothmans medal and those Clive Churchill medals that I mentioned and at Halifax and the Challenge Cup, is there one thing that stands out for you with your rugby league career at all, Graeme?
As you say, your first one is almost memorable, but that 78 one was really good, in the fact that we played all those games in that 21 days and we got away with it. Blokes like Terry Randall that had 7 needles to get onto the game, into the game in that one, and I think because it was Wembley Stadium, I think that one really stood out as well. So probably 3 of them, stand out to as high, very very highs in my career.
Yeah, great memories. Just finally, Graeme, the game's changed like everything in life. Nothing stays the same forever. But has the game changed for the better in the modern era to compare when you were playing?
Mate, my thoughts, no. Mm-hmm. It's been, since they've taken that corner post out, I think that's a plus for the game.
Yeah.
That's brought the wingers into the game, apart from just winger in from the tap. you know, they're now scoring great tries in the corners. But I think it's a lot of it is to do for TV, and that sort of thing. I think they're I think they've got to look at this thing where they take someone off for a head assessment. I think they should, like Tedesco went off, and they didn't have anyone to put put back there at fullback with his sort of ability. But you know, not saying that they should have someone that they can they can just pull out of the stand. But you know, they should be able to change those people to cover that position.
Yeah, like an 18th man type thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Graham, it's a fantastic chat. It's just literally an incredible career that you've had. We've been very lucky that we've been able to look back at it with you, and we really appreciate your time this morning.
Mate, thanks very much. And could I just I've got to go to a funeral later today for a mate of mine that was with me at Balamba when I came back from England, and he sadly passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we're having a big memoriam for him down at Balamba Juniors, where he'd been with them. He was Canadian. He'd been there for 37 years.
Wow.
And he, for a bloke that, you know, was brought up on ice hockey and baseball, he was a very knowledgeable person and helped me out a great deal when he was alive.
Well said.
So if I can give him a big cheerio, that'd be great.
And what's his name?
Bob McGee.
Bob McGee.
Yeah, me and Bobby McGee.
I like it.
Very good. Well, you've done that, Graham. Well done on that. And again, thank you for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, guys, for having me.
Thanks
there
so much,
Graham Eady, the great Wombat.
Great memories.
Wondered how we got Wombat. There we
great memories.
Last man picked in the touch footy game before first training session at Manly. So there you go. 1353 53 is the open line number. Look, usually at about this time we speak to Trent Lanscale from tab.com.
Because Hawthorn were beat?
Well, he was really cock-a-hoop, wasn't he, last week? He thought, we're back, 1-4, here we come.
The 1-5, St Kilda,
and
they towed him up yesterday.
Flogged. So as a result of that, we've got Nick Quinn on the end of the line. Hello, Quinny.
Hello, James. Hello, number two here in racing. And I'm not saying that Trent's thrown the toys out of the cop, but he's declined any media requests today.
He's
whether
gone to ground.
He's not quite sure.
To ground.
Can we just clarify that we're the only people putting in a media request to Trent Lanscale? Can we clear that up?
Well, that means 100% of the requests.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Now, two NRL games to finish up this round. Quinny, what do you got for the punters?
The Warriors, an outsider against the Roosters. I know your theory. You back the Warriors when they're odds against, and you take them on when they're favourites. They're $2. The Roosters, $1.80. The other clash, the Dragons, $2.85 with the Melbourne Storm, $1.43. The line for this one, 6.5 in premiership betting. The Storm are the $4 favourites. James, I've got $20 burning a hole in my pocket that I want to bet on the NRL today. What's your bet?
I would go the Sydney Roosters into the Melbourne Storm as you're all up.
Okay, there we go. So you're taking on the Warriors. Do so at your own risk.
Oh, absolutely.
They can do
just
anything.
Stay out of those games.
Hey, Nick, three big games in the AFL day, but particularly this clash of the two unbeaten teams, Adelaide v Richmond.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker, but the betting is all for the Crows. Both these teams have won their first five games for the season, but Adelaide, $1.18.
In Adelaide, isn't it? Yeah,
it is in Adelaide, and I think that's got a lot to do with the punter school of thought they will win this comfortably. Richmond now a $5 outsider. The line at 37.5. Some other games today. The first one at Etihad Stadium with the Bombers up against Melbourne. Melbourne's lost 25 of their last 27 at Etihad, and they're a $2 outsider with the Bombers at $1.80. While the undefeated Geelong Cats, they're purring along nicely. They've been 11 into 6 for the flag. And they're $1.27 up against the Collingwood team in tatters at the moment. The Pies, $3.80 and given a 25.5 start at the line.
If there's one thing we love on a Sunday morning, it's a tip in the bush races. We usually get some good ones out of Ray Thomas. If you follow that lift out today, you'll find another one in race number 7 at Tamworth, Quinny.
Well, I like hearing Ray Boy's tips, and there's been a well-backed runner in the Tamworth Cup today. After all that, who was second at Randwick last start, $6 into $4.20. He's not only the favourite in the feature, but the best back runner of the program. But it's a terrific card at Tamworth today. Looking forward to getting the form guy with all race tips and sitting back, maybe having a sneaky beer this afternoon or two and having a flutter at Tamworth. And gentlemen,
been an absolute pleasure. And for my sake, I hope Hawthorne lose more frequently. So
good one, Quinny. Well said, well said. Nick Quinn there from tab.com.au. And to the listener who sent an SMS in and just can't quite find it at the moment, he said perhaps in the Tamworth Cup race 7, number 2 best describes the program this morning. What's the name of that one, Hoss?
It's a schmozzle.
It's a schmozzle. So that's not very nice. But
is there a CD coming that gentleman's
well,
way?
Who was I can't find it. Oh, here we go. It's Eagle Eye Phil. Race 7, number 2 in the Tamworth Cup describes the show. No, Phil, you're not getting it. Sony Music CD for that, right? You can't reward those people who have a go. You did it last week with Judy, and look what you've created.
Oh, is that why Judy thought she was in the Cindy?
She should have been in
Poor
the Cindy.
Poor Judy.
Yeah.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting, plus the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio. There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Are you ready for the 2017 Dali Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12 features the Cup, the English 2-year-old challenge, and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday, the 13th, is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and beat trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
Every weekend, you see them somewhere watching kids play sport. People living out their own sporting dreams through their kids. Some of them think they know everything about sport and they're not afraid to let others know. But it's these same people who make kids want to give up sport because they put them under pressure. If that person is you or someone you know, it's time to stop. I'm Dean Mum from the New South Wales Waratahs, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules for more info.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Down to 15 men after injuries to James Graham and Josh Reynolds and trailing 10-4, a halftime speech by Aidan Tolman inspired Canterbury to fight back, the Bulldogs pulling off a 16-10 victory over Canberra in Canberra last night. Meantime at Leichhardt, the West Tigers also without two of their best when Aaron Woods and James Tedesco were sidelined in the first half with injuries, Cronulla taking advantage to win 22-16. And Jared Haynes scored twice to help the Gold Coast to a 38-8 win over Newcastle in Robina. Today the Warriors and the Roosters at 2 o'clock, and it's 1 versus 2, Melbourne versus St George Illawarra in Wollongong at 4. Sydney FC is fittingly the first team through to the A-League Grand Final after a 3-0 win over Perth in the semi-final last night at Allianz Stadium. All three goals were scored in the first half. The Premier's Plate winners will host the GF against either Melbourne Victory or Brisbane, who play today. Coach Graham Arnold says he couldn't care less who they play. Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson can breathe a sigh of relief after his side's come from behind 29-26 win over the Reds in Super Rugby last night. Gibson was feeling a bit of pressure, particularly after last weekend's horror loss to the Southern Kings. Other results, the Kings beat the Rebels 44-3, Lions 24, Western Force 15, Crusaders 48 beat the Cheetahs 21, the Sharks 33 over the Jaguars 25 this morning, and the Brumbies host the Blues this afternoon. Sydney's winless season continues in the AFL, the Swans going down to Carlton at the MCG by 19 points. The Swans team contained 14 players from last year's grand final. Coach John Longmire says it is unacceptable. Meantime, the woes continue also for Hawthorn, who have registered just one win for the season. The Hawks were flogged by St Kilda. Elsewhere, Port Adelaide beat Brisbane, North Melbourne over the Gold Coast, and West Coast easily defeated Fremantle. In his bid to become a three-time world heavyweight champ, Vladimir Klitschko was stopped in the 11th round by Brit Anthony Joshua in the bout at Wembley overnight. An uppercut and left hook combination before a flurry of punches in the corner by Joshua gave the referee no choice but to stop the fight. Sunderland's 10-year stay in the English Premier League has ended after going down 1-0 to Bournemouth overnight. The result, coupled with a draw between Hull and Southampton, will see the Black Cats relegated next season from the top flight. In other results overnight, Stoke and West Ham nil all, West Brom nil, Leicester 1, Crystal Palace nil, Burnley 2. Super Netball and the Swifts, without captain Abby McCulloch and vice-captain Paige Hadley because of injury, drew from the bench to come away with a 51-48 win over the Adelaide Thunderbirds in Adelaide, while today the Giants will play West Coast Fever in Perth. Aussie Cameron Smith and Swede Jonas Blixt lead after the third round of the Zurich Golf Classic in New Orleans, or New Orleans. The pair, playing alternate shot in the match play format, have a four-shot lead at 19-under. In tennis, Austrian Dominic Thiem beat Andy Murray in the semi-final of the Barcelona Open, 6-1, 3-6, 6-4. Having lost both previous meetings on hard court, Thiem found the Spanish clay more to his liking. Well, in the final, he'll meet clay court superstar Rafael Nadal. Meantime, Maria Sharapova has been knocked out of her comeback tournament, going down to Kristina Mladenovic in the semi-final in Stuttgart. Now, boys, if she had won that match, she would have gained eligibility for the qualifying competition to get into the French Open next month.
Mm-hmm.
But now she'll have to rely on the goodwill of Bernard Guidicelli, who is the French Federation president. He has to make that decision on whether she will get that wild card into the qualifying tournament, and she'll find that out on the 15th of May. Now, Eugenie Bouchard, as we saw during the week, not happy about that, saying that, hang on a minute, this girl's a cheat.
Mm.
And she thinks that the WTA is sending the wrong message to young kids, saying that if you cheat, you'll come back, you know, we'll welcome you back with open arms. But, you know, she's a two-time champion in the French Open. Does that give her
She'll be
the
there.
Right?
She'll be there.
You think
no,
so?
No, that does not give her the right.
But it will, because it's a PR win for...
I would like her to go through qualifying.
Oh, I agree.
But do you think she deserves a wild card into qualifying? Because when the rankings come out on Monday, she won't be in the top 200.
Well, they let her into those two tournaments, the two lead-up tournaments. Yeah. Well, this one that she's just lost that game in, and there was, she's a deeply unpopular player on the circuit, and as a result of that, there was a more outcry than you would hear from most players. They usually keep it in-house, but they were very happy to go public with that, especially Eugenie Bouchard.
That's as strong as I've seen from any tennis player.
Yeah, exactly. You see from anyone. But I thought it was incredible that they were saying, it might be an incredible situation where Maria Sharapova will be on court 15 and Roland Garros playing qualifying. Absolutely she should be, at best.
Yeah, at best. Absolutely.
She'll get a wild card of the qualifying team. Night following day.
Yeah. I agree.
Can I just tell you this very, very sad news? Absolutely breaks my heart to read this, but John Sendon will take an indefinite break from professional golf as his son Jacob has been diagnosed with a brain tumour. And, so he announced that after he pulled out of the tournament in New Orleans this week. Jacob will undergo treatment in Dallas. So, you know, gosh.
How old's Jacob?
13. Yeah. So doesn't that just... Yeah. I had tears in my eyes when I was reading that. Can I just quickly end on a happier note?
Yes.
You're mentioning things in sport that aren't around anymore, and you mentioned the sideburns. Well, my son, who's 14, played a game a couple of weeks ago against a young boy, and he came off, he said, Mom, that number, I won't say what it is, had sideburns. So sideburns coming
back
in a 14-year-old.
The 14s.
Basketball.
There were always those guys who had beards when they were 12.
They're there still, don't worry.
Are
they're
they?
Bigger, yeah.
Okay.
And my poor little, he's nearly 6 foot, but he's got arms like...
Taller than me now.
Like little toothpicks, poor thing. Anyway.
On our talk topic,
yes.
This is another good one. Things you don't see anymore. Packed pubs and clubs when big boxing fights are on, like Tyson and Fenwick back in the 80s. And when Kostya Zoo was fighting, you just always...
Yes.
Went to the pub. The punters were out the door trying to get in. Too many belts up for grabs these days. Thanks, guys. Rob from Seven Hills, I think. That's a good one.
Well, they need
those great days.
Well, they need compelling, you know, from an Australian point of view, if it was an Australian, you'd, for example, I'll never forget being in the Tea Gardens Hotel when Anthony Mundine fought Sven Otke.
Oh, yeah.
And more than half the pub was cheering for Sven Otke.
And he put him down, didn't he? Yeah.
Mundine was knocked out.
Yeah, Man down, remember?
Here's another one. Things you don't see in sport. Sportsmanship, respect, and a lot of other things our kids should see. All gone with the big money and the bigger heads.
Yeah, can't argue with a lot of that.
I can argue with all of it.
Oh.
I can argue with all of that.
In certain sports.
Any different to what it has been all the way through. People get confused by the money thing. How much... people say, these highly paid NRL players... Some of them are on $85,000 a year.
doing their best.
Absolutely. Mm. They're trying as hard as the other guys. I know they're greater players and all that sort of thing, but this is a good one, though. And by the way, we've got two tickets up for grabs for Gold Class in Event Cinemas. Gold Class in Event Cinemas. So, you know, we haven't sort of spruced this, but the best at present...
Or SMS contribution to
whichever contribution to the program. At present, the leader is eagle-eyed Phil from Dubbo, who said the show is a schmozzle. So we're looking to move on from that one. And I think this is from Rob via SMS, and I think he's now moved in front, Ray. Hi, boys. One thing we don't see in sport is crowds running onto the field after a game.
Very good point. I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Used to try and grab the corner post. And
well, I hope this man doesn't think this show's a schmozzle because he's been kind enough to come on regardless. Mark Newnham, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. And Lanciotto was terrific yesterday, but did you think on the home turn he could make up that ground from back?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Oh, look, it was a bit of a task from where he was. But, look, I know just through even riding him in work what he can do on dry ground. So I hadn't given up hope, but he certainly did have a task ahead of him.
Do you do all his work in the riding in his work?
I ride him every couple of days.
Yeah, right.
So I like to sort of get about on most of the horses in the stable through the week and just have a ride on them, have a feel of them. But,
yeah, right.
His final gallop on Tuesday, I rode him.
Yeah, okay. Now, why the let-up? Had a win previously and then had the let-up. Was it just the state of the tracks?
Just the wet track.
Right.
Yeah, look, I had him in twice and scratched him twice, and it was just a matter of being patient and talking your owners through it. I mean, there's always a level of disappointment when... you know, especially if you got your horse in on a carnival day. And I had him in 2 weeks ago at Randwick, and it was a heavy eight, race 10, and it just, the circumstances of the race weren't going to be any good for him. So a little bit of patience paid off.
Well, it did yesterday, and it could again, Mark, because I think you've got Scone in mind for Lanciotto, potentially a Scone Cup, and touch wood. Hopefully at a dry track, and that lovely long straight at Scone's going to suit Lanciotto.
Yeah, well, look, generally Scone that weekend is pretty dry, so hopefully it stays the same.
Yep.
He's been effective at a mile previously in New Zealand. Look, he'll enjoy the big long straight in the open spaces at Scone, so at this stage that's where we'll head.
Being an ex-jockey, is an advantage or disadvantage when it comes to Toby Berry, great ride yesterday, but when you... as Malcolm Johnson says, you know, the reason they go far past the post so far is so they can think of an excuse when they get back to the trainer. Is it an advantage or disadvantage knowing what's going on there, Mark?
Oh, I think it's an advantage. It gives you a good level of understanding that of the things that can go right and wrong. And, I've got a pretty good relationship with most of the guys, probably especially Tommy. I had a lot to do with him when he... first came to Gay when he was only about 19 or 20 years of age.
Yeah.
And I know how he thinks and probably the same with him. And I'm pretty relaxed when it comes to, you know, giving instructions because I know that, you know, you're better off riding the horse instead of the race most of the time. And you know, if you're putting on jockeys of that calibre, shouldn't have to tell them too much anyway.
Yeah, good sure. Now, where are you headed? You're picking up stables at Randwick. Are you going to retain your stables at Warwick Farm?
Yes, at this stage, yes.
Right.
Just with the numbers I need, and I think the numbers I need to be competitive, ideally around that 40 to 50. So
right.
I'll keep Warwick Farm, and then if something else becomes available at Randwick, well then, you know, naturally it'd be my preference to have them all in one location, but, you know, at this stage I'll keep both operations.
Yeah, okay. And Mark, can we ask you about Nowra today?
Yeah, well look, I've got a really interesting horse going to Nowra with a very interesting jockey.
Yeah, Victory Anthem, wow, what a trial.
Well Victory Anthem's owned in the same interests as Lanciotto.
Okay.
And David Hayes, didn't think he had a huge future down there with him, so they asked me to give him a try. I spelled him when he first came up and started fresh with him this preparation. And look, honestly, he was working probably similar to his race form, which is only average. He's been unplaced in three country Victorian runs. And so I just changed his work up a bit, and he's responded well in the trial. And look, even though the margin was 14.5 length, it's probably a little bit exaggerated on that pro-ride surface. And with young Robbie riding him, Robbie's only about 45 kilos, so he probably carried at least 10 kilos less than every other runner. And touching on Robbie, he's become apprentice to me. He's a young Irish lad who came out here for an opportunity, and he had about 100 rides in Ireland for 5 winners, and this is his Australian debut.
Might be making a winning debut, I reckon.
Well, I don't want to put too much pressure on him, Mark, but let him know that all this whole show is behind him in the strongest possible way.
Oh, look, he's got a good understanding of the horse. He's got he's got a good head on his shoulders for a young man, and he rides well. That's the most important part of it. The horses just run for him.
Right.
And look, I'm pretty confident, you know, between the pair of them, that it won't be lack of ability on either part if they don't win today.
Okay, you good thing.
Well, if he doesn't boot at home, he's only 45 kilos. You can boot him back to Ireland, I'd say, Mark.
He's a hard man, Jimmy. I tell you.
You could nearly pick him up with your little finger, but he's a really good, hard-working young fella who just loves being involved. So I'd like to get him away on a winning note today, and I'm sure it'll help him get established.
Yeah. Terrific. Yeah. Good on you, Mark. Well done yesterday. Good luck today, especially. Fingers crossed everywhere here. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Great. Anytime, fellas.
Thanks,
there
Mark.
Is Mark Newnham, and we do appreciate that, his time this morning. Just before we go to a break, I was at Leichhardt Bolo to watch Pacquiao Mayweather, which was, last year?
Yeah, and couldn't swing a cat.
Couldn't swing a cat. That's from Jim. Well, you shouldn't be swinging cats in places like that, Jim. I don't know that you should be swinging cats anywhere, but
okay.
We take
people
your point.
People still do it, okay.
But yeah, they do. Maybe, you know what, maybe it's not the times that have changed, Ray, but it's you.
Well, possibly. I remember having a few beers with my late father at Leichhardt Bolo many
there you
years
go.
Ago. Yeah,
there
nice
you go.
Little
good
little
memories. Good memories. So, yeah, maybe we've moved on, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. We should move on, too, to the ad break, and then we'll be back with Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons.
This Thursday and Friday, Sky Sports Radio heads to Wagga Wagga with Racing HQ coming to you live trackside. We'll have the latest for Town Plate Day and Cup Day. Hear from all the key players when we go racing from Wagga Wagga on Sky Sports Radio.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Now Rapana, big, strong, fast, away from another. Centre kicks, Austin will get a bounce here. Austin scores. Wonderful try from the machine.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Double pass to give away to Event Cinemas, courtesy of Event Cinemas at Parramatta. It's the double goal pass, that's right, and it is for the best contribution to the program today. And that, of course, is courtesy of Prakash and the team out there at Event Cinemas at Parramatta. Mm. And word just filtering through. Yeah.
What are they saying?
If Sydney is successful,
with that 2026 or 2030 Commonwealth Games bid, that Event Cinemas at Parramatta will be the preferred supplier of the movie experience for those visiting athletes. So,
there
I mean,
go.
That's a coup.
That makes sense. Western
that's
suburbs.
Look, you forget about getting your sporting arenas in place first. Where can they go to the movies?
That's
well, Prakash and the team out there have secured those rights. So, well done. Congratulations. It really is a great spot out there at Event Cinemas at Parramatta. Speaking of Parramatta, this bloke's got a skip in his step, hasn't he? Walking very tall.
Okay.
Scotty Foster. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, and yes, everyone's happy out in the west at the moment.
Well, unless you're really west and you're talking Penrith.
yeah, true.
That's a separate story.
Parramatta Eels and Peter Wynn score. Everyone's very happy. Selling plenty of merchandise out there, Peter. So
yeah, well, that's what happens. They get a few wins on the board and it walks out the shop. Now, speaking of walking out, these are rolling out. Another car up for grabs for the listeners today, Scotty.
Yeah, it's certainly got another great car on sale, and it's very cheap. It's a 2004 VW Golf Trendline. This is a one owner with logbooks and complete service history. It has been meticulously looked after. It looks sensational. It's black in colour. It comes with alloy wheels and tinted windows. It goes with a sleek European styling, and it has all the comfort and safety you would expect from VW. It's powered by a 1.6-litre four-cylinder engine. It's got the six-speed automatic transmission. So this is one very economical small hatch that's also very popular with the buyers. Now, this would be a perfect first car. It's on special today for the listeners at just $69.90. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, because you'll see that we've actually got this advertised on the net for a bit more, so the listeners are saving themselves over $1,000. So go and have a look at that car. It's just $69.90. www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au.
That won't last, will it, Scotty? But if anyone needs any help with finance, they can ask you, and you're the man.
Yeah, we can do that. We've got finance packages for everyone at the moment. We're helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. But even if they've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. They're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia, or even on a student visa, we can help. If you're on a sickness benefit or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber driving, we can help. So go to the website, www.fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024 and let us get you driving a car today.
Footy at Ringrose Park. Now, this is going to be a good one too. Wentworthville up against Newtown. Former NRL players will chance to play again. Will Smith, John Folau, Cody Nelson, James Hassan for Wentworthville. Then you've got Edric Lee, Daniel Mortimer, and New Brown from Newtown as well. Good players in action, Scotty.
Certainly is. It's a star-studded lineup today at Ringrose, and it's a beautiful day. The Eels aren't playing, so you know if you want to get yourself a good game of football, come down to Ringrose Park this afternoon. Kicks off at 3:00. Nate Kalis and the boys, they're pumped for a big win. It's going to be a great game, so get down there and watch a great game of footy, and then head over to Wanny Leagues to enjoy everything the great club has to offer.
Fantastic. Well said. Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Enjoy today out at Ringrose.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Check him out online, Ray, fosterscqualitycars.com.au, and those cars go quickly. Here's a somewhat smart sent one in. One, things you don't see in sport anymore. New South Wales winning a State of Origin series.
It's true.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's the disappointing thing about it.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Whoby Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Whoby Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Whoby Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
The new Samsung Galaxy S8 is on sale now at Bing Lee.
It's beautiful.
The screen is an infinity display from edge to edge, so even my mum can see more.
It has more power for people who never stop talking.
It has Samsung's most advanced cameras ever, so mum can take good photos now.
It has smart autofocus for line of selfies.
It has Samsung's highest resolution smartphone.
water resistance too.
The Samsung Galaxy S8.
And Galaxy S8 Plus.
They're on sale now at Bingley.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Footy started already on Fox League. Warriors up against Wyong in the Intra-Super Premiership. And just out of interest, Latrell Mitchell is turning out for Wyong in that game. So Latrell Mitchell had a rest, now turning out for Wyong in the Intra-Super Premiership.
Why is that, Jim?
He wasn't playing very well.
Yeah, still. It's a long way down. Hey, a couple of good SMSs here, Jim. I like this one from Eddie from Glenfield. Three quick ones on the talk topic. Kids running onto the field at full time to grab the corner post, as
yes.
I mentioned. $1 doubles in the main game to win $100. Remember those
days? Yes.
And the
and
hot
if,
dog
did, if there were no tries, the hookers.
That's
got
correct,
it,
yeah.
Yes.
The number nines. Or the 13th. No, the
12s
in the old days, yeah. And the hot dog vendor out the front of the ground. Hot dogs. Hot doggy.
Hot
Eddie
doggy.
From Glenfield, yeah.
Good on you, Eddie. This is a good one. Beer and a bunger. Because we talked about what you don't see in dressing sheds
correct.
Anymore. Someone said a beer and a bunger. And they said beer and a bunger. They haven't been in a Group 16 dressing shed. Also, Ray and Jim, a big get well to Ack Wayman. Recovering from a major operation yesterday. Mick Wayman's father and a Maruya legend. No name on that, but yeah,
and
all the best to Ack.
Can't go a show without some contribution from Master Monkey.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to be honest?
What do we got? You go away.
Okay, the St. John's Ambulance people running out to injured players. Number one sports ground at Newey, late 60s, the 75th minute. The Ambo gets called into action. He runs onto the field. The bag flies open halfway out with the bandages, pills, etc. all over the 25-yard line. And the crowd goes wild. I can actually remember those days.
That's right. They did, didn't they?
They did.
Very good.
Terrible. Good answer, mate. Hey, we got Adrian on the line, Jim.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, Adrian.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Well,
big
well,
win
well,
for
well,
your
what about the doggies?
Night.
Hey, look, it was a courageous, gutsy win. Just a few things and one thing that Blocker raised, which I've been saying for months, but just on the Raiders, they were just woeful. What about that kick by Caesar on the third tackle?
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't believe that. It was like Greg Eastwood revisited from the week before. They were atrocious. The thing with that block array, which I've been saying for a long time, David Clemmer smashes the ball up, terrific, great. Hasn't an offer. I can't put him in the New South Wales Origin side. To me, the three best props for New South Wales by a margin, Paul Vaughan, Ryan James, or those two in particular, and Andrew Feeder. I mean, Ryan James is going, probably everybody's good, and Paul Warner, fantastic. I can't put David Clemmer in the New South Wales team at all. He's nothing
Paul
in second phase.
I can.
Is
you
Paul
Warner
going to make it?
He has got second phase play. I think now with
no, he hasn't.
He has.
He offloaded the ball about three times this year, Jimmy. You look at Marty Kapau in comparison.
Yeah, but there's good offloads and
who
there's bad offloads.
But Tapau or Clemmer?
Nah, Clemmer's been good, mate. Clemmer's
who
been good.
Who would you like out of those two? That's my question.
At the same price? At the same price? Clemmer.
Yep.
Every day of the week.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Clemmer man, actually, myself. I think he's always there.
Adrian? Yeah. Oh, sorry. We just shut him down. We didn't get a chance to hear his answer.
Clemmer,
there, which is disappointing.
Paul Vaughan, though. Jimmy, just quickly.
I think he will. Because
sure.
I think there's a vacancy, especially with the injury to Woods. If Woods is out, he's a definite. If Woods is in, he's still a good chance. Look, coming up on Racing HQ, we've got the full Tamworth preview with Gary Harley and Simon Harrison, Chasing and Pacing Rewind with Freddie Hastings and Stuart Turner. And, of course, tune in tomorrow from 5:30. The VSP is returning with their winners and losers, or heroes and villains. Heroes and villains on Monday. So stick around for that one.
Who's our winner, Jim?
For the double pass? The Event Cinemas?
Correct. Gold class.
Preferred supplier of Commonwealth Games athletes.
Are they the gold class tickets?
Oh, they're the gold class,
yes.
Mate. They're the Ridgy Ditch. I think we've got to go with Eddie from Glenfield, don't we? With the
well,
kids running onto the field. And I think that's that was a good one. So good on you, Eddie. We'll be sending those out your way. So good luck. Now, we've got Margaret. We're going to get time from Margaret. It's disappointing. She's one of our favourites here, and she's running a little late.
This could go anywhere. We get Margaret on the
line. Yeah, do we? No, we can't. Unfortunately, we can't get
here's
it.
Here's one from Vicky from Port Macquarie, Jim. And this is true. We don't see the bully in hockey anymore. Remember Hockey 1, Hockey 2, Hockey 3?
Yes.
May have been the start of the anti-bullying in sport. Good point.
Don't really get that, but anyway.
It's a joke.
Right. Morning, boys. What you don't see anymore is a decent safari suit at the races. I bet Ray had one or two back in the day. Cheers, Manly Man Al.
Too young for a safari suit.
No safari suit?
No.
All right. Now, have you